Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, March 7, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Vladimir Putin calls Western sanctions an act of war. Vice President Harris heading for Europe. President Biden's approval rating rises a bit after the State of the Union. Gas prices also rising, but not a bit, at the fastest pace in history. Also ahead, can the world defeat Putin? But first, the Russian dictator calling Western sanctions against him a declaration of war. The value of the Russian ruble down 40% the last 7 days. The entire Russian economy on the verge of collapse. The UN reporting 2,000 civilian deaths since the invasion began, including 45 children. Ukraine claims its army has killed 11,000 Russian soldiers. The Kremlin says about 500. We will have more on Putin's dilemma in a moment. Vice President Harris traveling to Europe to reassure America's allies. She'll arrive in Poland Wednesday, then goes to Romania. The vice president will work with leaders to coordinate response to Russian aggression and the growing refugee crisis. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken also approving Poland's plan to send fighter jets into Ukraine. There are currently thousands of Russian-made aircraft scattered around that country, but obviously Ukraine needs an upgrade. President Biden enjoying a bump in the polls following a speech last Tuesday night. A survey from NPR finding 47% of Americans back Mr. Biden, up from 39% in February. His approval also rising on issues like Ukraine and COVID. A majority of voters support his handling of Russia. 8 in 10 favor U.S. sanctions. But most voters still give Mr. Biden very low marks on the economy and inflation. That is because the cost of gasoline rising at the fastest rate in history. Average price jumping to $4 a gallon, the most since the previous record high set in 2008. Some stations in L.A. and New York charging $7 for a gallon of gas. Motorists pay just $2.20 on average when Trump left office. Economists believe Russia's invasion of Ukraine might push gas prices up another buck by July. In a moment, can the West strangle Putin economically? That's next on The Update.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. So, Vlad the Dictator is evil. When you order your army to attack civilians with deadly weapons, you are evil. You may be shrewd, short, balding, and beady-eyed, but the evilness kind of overshadows all that. The question now becomes how to defeat Putin. Did I mention he's evil? Most people want to crush him, but not all. Incredibly, there are those who say Russia has a perfect right to inflict violence on Ukraine because that country was courting the West. Therefore, Russia was threatened. There is dumb and there is dumber, but that point of view is dumbest. Who in the West exactly is threatening Russia? Joe Biden? Old Joe? You may remember Putin stole Crimea away from Ukraine in 2014, and President Obama did little about it. A few sanctions, Putin yawned. Biden said nothing as vice president. Is Germany threatening Russia? How about Lithuania? The truth is, all NATO countries do everything they can to avoid conflict. Most don't even pay their NATO dues. But Putin is threatened? Sure. Vlad is emotionally damaged, of that I'm sure. And he controls nukes that could barbecue the world. So he has to go. And his war crimes in Ukraine provide a nice excuse to see that happen. The initial sanctions are ripping up the Russian economy, the 17th largest in the world. Remember, the Russian people don't have very much to begin with, so destitution can set in fast. The ruble has lost about 40% of its value since Putin decided to murder civilians in Ukraine. Now, major credit card companies are refusing any charges made in Russia, denying people their purchasing power. No longer easy to step out on the steps, right, former comrades? To break Putin, more sanctions are needed, and so is a ramp up in Western and Saudi oil production, so nobody buys fuel from Putin. The climate warriors will howl, but I say this, you really want to see global warming? Just wait till Vlad drops a thermal on Brussels. How about we all wise up? It's time. If the West can bring down Putin using economics, that friendly guy Xi in China will certainly get the message, and the world might be spared from a catastrophic communist invasion of Taiwan. Therefore, Putin must be defeated, and economic strangulation is the best way to go. A shooting war could kill hundreds of thousands. It is the last resort. But crippling Russia's capacity to conduct commerce is doable, and eventually, the folks over there will turn on dictator Vlad and his evil madness. So let's give that SOB a devil of a time. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can see me each night on television. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. In 2 weeks' time, Vladimir Putin has gone from tolerated dictator to global pariah. The Russian leader has severed his country's ties with the West, even banning Facebook and Twitter to block negative coverage of his war in Ukraine. Before the invasion, many believed Vlad may have been the richest person in the world. Here's how Putin allegedly made his money. According to Fortune magazine, Vlad is likely richer than Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos combined. His estimated net worth, $200 billion. The intelligence community believes Putin amassed huge sums of money by coercing Russian oligarchs to hand over large chunks of their fortunes. In effect, he extorted them. As of 2021, Bad Vlad had 28 homes, including a $1 billion Dacha on the Black Sea. His real estate portfolio includes a global network of properties, pads in southern France, New York City, and nearly every capital in Europe. Putin even maintains a $5 million apartment located directly beneath the world-famous Monte Carlo Casino in Monaco. That's where his alleged mistress lives. When he's not lounging around one of his mansions, Putin operates a personal fleet of 700 cars, 58 planes, 20 helicopters. Putin also owns one of the most expensive watch collections in the world, valued at $10 million. Despite global condemnation of his war in Ukraine, economists are dubious whether the West can actually make a dent in Putin's wallet, but I think we can. Nearly all his assets are scattered across tax shelters in the Caribbean, South America, Cuba, and China. And here's something else you might not know. While his net worth is valued in the billions, Bad Vlad still pretends to be a man of the people. According to the Kremlin, Putin is paid a salary of about $150,000 a year and lives in a modest 800-square-foot Moscow apartment. And if you believe that, back after this.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.